This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian rockets continue to pound towns in Ukraine's eastern industrial Donbas region Thursday, with Ukraine's foreign minister saying the situation there was extremely bad. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterated that he'd be willing to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin directly, but said Moscow needs to retreat to the positions it held before February 24th, before the 24th invasion. The Russian news agency Interfax reported Thursday Russia's defense ministry is promising to open a safe corridor to allow foreign ships to leave Ukraine's Black Sea ports. Russia's naval fleet in the Black Sea has effectively blocked commercial shipping at Ukrainian ports, endangering the world's food supply by preventing Ukraine from shipping its agricultural products. But later, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov contradicted the earlier report, telling reporters the West must lift sanctions against Russia before shipments can resume. Speaking during a visit to Bosnia, British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss Thursday told a news conference in Sarajevo that Britain and all its partners would do all it could to release the grain from Ukraine and supply the rest of the world.
In my view, it is completely appalling that Putin is trying to hold the world to ransom, and he's essentially weaponizing hunger and lack of food amongst the poorest people around the world. We simply cannot allow this to happen. Putin needs to remove the blockade on Ukrainian grain. We will do all with our allies and partners to get the grain out of Ukraine and supply the rest of the world.
This is VOA News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday the U.S. teenage gunman who killed at least 10 children and two adults warned in a private message on a social network shortly ahead of time that he was about to shoot up an elementary school. Abbott described Salvador Ramos as an 18-year-old high school dropout. The governor blamed mental health issues for Ramos' assault Tuesday on the Robb Elementary School in the small city of Uvalde, Texas, which ended when a U.S. Border Patrol agent shot Ramos to death. But Abbott said officials had not discovered any mental health concerns officially registered about Ramos, although news outlets reported that on occasion Ramos had randomly fired a BB gun at people on the streets of Uvalde and threw eggs at cars. Acquaintances said he was angry because he'd not completed enough classes to graduate this week with his classmates. The social network Twitter has been ordered to pay a multi-million-dollar penalty over privacy violations. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In an announcement Wednesday, regulators with the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission said Twitter failed to protect users over a six-year span. They say Twitter violated an FTC order issued in 2011 after serious security breaches. The company failed to disclose that users' private contact information, allegedly collected for security purposes, was used to let companies send targeted ads. The company's been ordered to pay a $150 million fine and put in new safeguards. In a federal lawsuit, the regulators are also alleging that Twitter falsely claimed it was complying with international privacy agreements. The announcement came on the same day as Twitter's annual shareholders meeting, Jack Dorsey's last day on Twitter's board, and a regulatory filing that said Elon Musk was revising the financing plan for his proposed purchase of the company. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Census Bureau reports Thursday 8 of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. lost population during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic, with New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago leading the way. Between July of 2020 and July of 2021, New York lost more than 305,000 people, while Chicago and Los Angeles contracted by 45,000 and 40,000 residents, respectively. Although San Francisco is not among the 10 largest cities, almost 55,000 residents left that city, or 6.3% of its 2020 population, the highest percentage of any U.S. city. The Census Bureau's 2021 population estimates indicated among the 10 largest U.S. cities, only the southwestern cities of San Antonio, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona, gained new residents. But they added only about 13,000 people each, or less than 1% of their populations. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russian rockets continued to pound towns in the eastern industrial Donbas region of Ukraine Thursday, with Ukraine's foreign minister describing the situation as extremely bad. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This